Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, April 4th. After 34 amendments and weeks of contentious debates, Colorado Democrats have approved a measure to give local governments more power over the oil and gas industry. KVNF's Scott Franz reports.
Cities and counties will be able to increase setbacks and impose greater fines for oil spills. Republicans predict the regulations will hurt the state's economy. Democrats say they added guardrails to the power local governments will get. Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg says while the bill isn't perfect, it will empower cities to protect residents from drilling operations.
Oil and gas is moving closer to where people are. People are moving closer to where oil and gas is. And we need to ensure that we have a framework for that scenario that makes sense for modern day.
The bill now heads to the governor, who is expected to sign it. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And in a follow-up, the oil and gas bill is now on its way to the governor. The measure gives local governments more control over setbacks and fines for oil spills. Republicans, including Senator Bob Rankin, predict the regulations will hurt the state's economy.
I believe we're headed for a ban in some counties and much more restriction in others.
Democrats say they have limited the power local governments will have. Governor Jared Polis is expected to sign the bill. And in more about the oil and gas bill from the Denver Post, the Senate voted 19-16. All Democrats said yes, and all Republicans said no for Senate Bill 181. A repeat of the party line votes through most of the bill's journey. The bill makes protecting public health and safety and the environment a priority when considering oil and gas projects. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the main regulatory body, would no longer be charged with fostering development. It also allows city and counties to regulate oil and gas development under their planning and land use powers, something communities have been requesting as drilling has increased throughout the state. Governor Jared Polis has been a staunch supporter of giving local communities more say over oil and gas and prioritizing public health, safety, and the environment in decisions on development. It could take a couple of weeks for the bill to be printed before making it to Polis's desk. Polis is, quote, thrilled to see the bill pass, according to a statement from his office. Since the bill was introduced March 1st, hundreds of people spoke for and against it during Senate and House committee hearings. The oil and gas industry and its supporters, including several business organizations and elected officials from energy-producing areas, called on lawmakers to slow the bill down to give people more time to weigh in. Senator Bob Rankin, Republican from Carbondale, who we heard from in Capitol coverage, said that all the bill does is create, quote, more lawyer work and court cases, end quote. Rankin, who represents Garfield County, the state's second largest oil and gas producer, said he supports incremental changes in oil and gas regulations and believes Senate Bill 181 goes too far. If Polis signs the bill into law, a lot more work lies ahead. The State Oil and Gas Commission and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will have to write rules to implement the law, including new air quality regulations, new rules for monitoring well flow lines and pipelines, and new financial requirements to ensure there is enough money to take care of inactive and abandoned wells. The City of Montrose has a new mayor and mayor pro tem. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Montrose City Council members voted in Dave Bowman, who serves District 2, as the new mayor. Barbara Bynum, an at-large councilor, was selected as mayor pro tem. Bowman and Bynum were sworn into their new roles during the regular meeting on Tuesday night. District 4 councilor Judy Ann Files nominated Bowman for the mayor position at the meeting, and the selection was unanimous. District 1 Councilor Douglas W. Glassbell nominated Bynum for the mayor pro tem position, which was also unanimous. Bowman replaces District 3 City Councilor Roy Anderson as mayor. Bowman has served the past year as mayor pro tem. On Tuesday, Bowman presented an award to Anderson for his service and thanked him for all he has done for Montrose. In news from the Denver Post, San Juan County Undersheriff Steve Lawrence was shot in the face early Tuesday as he attempted to stop a woman who fatally shot herself. The incident unfolded when deputies responded to a high-speed pursuit on U.S. Highway 550 out of La Plata County. Deputies stopped the vehicle, and Lawrence suffered facial wounds while trying to prevent the driver from her actions, according to a Facebook post. The driver died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. San Juan County Coroner Kerry Metzler on Wednesday identified the woman as Amanda Mays, 30, of Colorado Springs. Lawrence was taken to Mercy Regional Medical Center in Durango, where he was treated and released. He is expected to recover fully. Two passengers in the eluding vehicle were taken into custody and held at the La Plata County Jail. The incident is being investigated by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. And finally today, this story from the Summit Daily. This past March will go down in the record books for Arapahoe Basin Ski Area, Breckenridge Ski Resort, Copper Mountain Resort, and Keystone Resort, which all received more March snowfall than ever before. At Breckenridge, March's 111 total inches surpassed the previous high set in March of 2001. The 111 inches also makes March of 2019 the third snowiest month on record at Breckenridge. Copper Mountain received 98 inches of snow in March, the fourth snowiest month on record since the resort opened in 1972. It's also the second snowiest month of the past decade. At Keystone, March's 94 inches of snow was just under 19% more snow than the previous record set in March of 2011. March 2019 comes in as the third snowiest month ever on record at Keystone. Meanwhile, March was the second snowiest month on record for Aspen. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, April 4th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.